The West Bloomington Revitalization Project has teamed up with local barbershops to launch a program to offer young readers the chance to read a book to a barber and get a discount on their haircuts. Karen Schmidt and Mary Yant spearheaded the Barbers with Books program, working alongside local barbers like Eric Howard. WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson speaks with all three about why they're doing it. She started with Schmidt, who runs the West Bloomington Revitalization Project's Book Bike program.
I've got about 9 years of experience with the Book Bike, and I watch children interacting with books all the time. It's exciting to see. And this just layered onto it in such a nice way. It felt like it fit into our vision and mission of the WBRP, and certainly was sympathetic to the work we do with the Book Bike.
So what is the ultimate goal for the program, and how many barbershops do you all intend on joining in?
We don't have a goal number. We're thrilled to have the two barbershops that we have with a cut above and one of a kind. And I think we're getting our feet wet with that and making sure we understand how we can support what they do.
So, Eric, you are the owner of the One of a Kind barbershop in downtown Bloomington, and you're also a teacher at Hair Masters Cosmetology School.
Absolutely.
What exactly was it about cutting hair that made you want to start?
I draw real well. So as a small kid, I've been doing this since I was 12. So my mother, I was basically a person that would be able to cut all kind of stuff from designs and stuff from people's heads. So my mother said to me, she said, son, what are you going to do when people's not wearing that anymore? I said, Mommy, I was going to wear that. She said, no, you see anybody walk around with haircuts from the 50s? I said, no, I guess not. So she said, you may want to start really, focusing on your craft. So I went to Barber College in 97 at Kane's Barber College in Chicago on King Drive Street. Mm-hmm. And I also attended Hair Masters, where I got an instructor's degree. And it's just been my life ever since. I've loved it since I picked it up. So here I am.
So when you found out about books with barbers, what was your reaction and what made you want to get involved?
I was ecstatic because the kids are the future. If without them, we're in trouble if we don't educate them first. And I've always been a firm believer of each one teach one. So that's always been a motto of mine. I actually mentor to small kids when they come in about gangs and drugs and things of that nature. Because I grew up from the south side of Chicago, Inglewood, worst part of Chicago public will live in. So I've seen a whole lot of it, a lot of friends killed and things of that nature. So, just to be able to bring my children to Bloomington Normal, and we've been here about 20 years, was a big change and a big step. But I'm glad that I made this step because it made my kids some better people.
So barbershops have this really special place in the community. Most people go there to commune and socialize, and it's the old-fashioned place. How do you feel like you fit into the broader part of the community?
I've been doing this for, 20-something years. So in Bloomington, I've owned barbershops and things of that nature for years. So, I just try my best to be a pillar in the community, and help out where need be.
So what's been the best part of the experience so far with these kids?
I would say just being able to educate them, and the books is what really actually helps. You were there at the community day, which was a big, big hit on Saturday. I've done that for the last 10 years with Christ Temple, which is my home church. And then we have an event that we do on Tuesday, which is tomorrow at the Coliseum for the Book Bag Drive. We have also two or three other events that we do a year. So we do probably about 5 or 6 events free of charge where we cut hair. Last year we did nails and hair. So we brought some students out, and they did nails, and then we did the male and female hair.
So kids can be a little fidgety when they're sitting in the chair. Do you believe that this program helps give them a reason to stay still and give you a little bit more time to focus?
Nah, not necessarily, because, you got to expect that out of kids. They just, you get some that's going to be fidgety and some's going to be okay. You just got to expect that. And me being in this industry for as long as I have, I just learned little tricks, we got the lollipops and, the first and main thing I would say is they gotta let them trust you. You know, if they don't trust you, you're going to have a hard time, you know. And mainly I take my time. So what I do is I start, you know, I may cut the clippers on and let them hold them or just kind of touch their skin with it so, you know, they can get comfortable. Because if not, you're going to be in for a long haircut.
So how do you believe parents have acted towards the program? How do you think their reaction has been when they walk into the shop and, you know, you're saying their kid can read the book to them?
They've responded well. Actually, a lot of them came in with the actual clippings out the paper and was telling me, like, hey, we seen you in the newspaper, or we seen you on the news, or this or that. So I was pretty excited about it. You know, I've never been a part of something so beautiful, you know. You know, and this really is a great thing. I really think the ladies, they've done a magnificent job with this. I take my hat off to them.
Okay, Karen, so for our listeners who don't know, what exactly is the West Bloomington Revitalization Project?
Yeah, we're a group of individuals who focus on the west side of Bloomington, just west of downtown, and we work on building neighborhood and really preserving that historic core of our community. We have a number of initiatives. We have the Tool Library, the Bike Co-op, Veggie Oasis. I run the Book Bike Program. So we're doing a lot of outreach and making sure that we're all communicating and collaborating.
So this isn't the first literacy program that the organization has done. You've all done the Book and Bike Program as well. Why is literacy so important to your organization?
Well, youth in general is one of our focus of our strategic plan. You know, we recognize that, you know, our youth are a vital part of our community. We want to make sure that we're nurturing them and appreciating them and making sure that they have the best education and that they're well connected with the adults around them. So reading is part of that.
So Mary, I found that you said it was a dream that actually prompted the creation of this program. Could you tell us a little bit more about the dream?
I think what really started the dream was actually an NPR piece that was aired in October of 2016 about some barbers in Ypsilanti, Michigan, who are doing basically the same thing. They're having children read to them when they're in their barber chairs to them. And it kept popping up on my feed, and I thought maybe this would be something we could start here. And working with the school district, I know how important literacy is for the students in our district.
So Karen and Mary, what kind of help do you all need from the public to continue the program?
Well, I think at this point we're trying to figure out exactly how we keep the book stock fresh. Once we have a good solid program with our two barber shops, we'll be looking to expand that to barbers and salons, you know, because we know children are getting their hair cut, you know, both genders are getting their hair cut all over Bloomington Normal. You know, we've had some people make some really interesting suggestions to us. One woman was suggesting, for example, that instead of doing celebrity reading to children, that we have children read to our local celebrities. So maybe a child is reading to one of our mayors or the police chief. And, you know, and she went on to share with me that she had come across a little girl who was sitting with the Abraham Lincoln statue in front of the Museum of History and was reading out loud to Abraham Lincoln. You know, what a delightful thing to think about. And, you know, the more that we can have children feel comfortable with reading and know that it matters to the people around them that love them, the better. There's a lot of research that tells us that if you're not reading well by the third grade, your chances of really being successful later in your life are diminished. And this is an opportunity to help turn that around and to build that sense of community with the children and the adults in Bloomington Normal.
So you mentioned earlier that the concept is spreading around in different other towns. Where do you all see the program going in the future?
Well, I think we'll be asking people to suggest shops and salons to us. We know as well that we probably need to provide some books in Spanish and French because we have, you know, folks whose families are primarily Spanish-speaking or perhaps from Democratic Republic of the Congo, that kind of thing. So, we've already been asked to bring Spanish books in, which was a very cool thing. And, of course, we have them, and we want to make that happen.
No, we're just so thankful for the barbers that were willing to step up so quickly and be a part of our program, and the enthusiasm of the families and the kiddos reading. I think if they want to be a part of this, they can always donate books to the WBRP for the book bike. We also have books at the barber shops at the door that are from the WBRP book bike that they can take home. So the kids don't even have to stop reading at the barbershop. They can take them home as well.
And I guess we should share with any salons or barbers who might be interested in reaching out to us that part of the grant that we're working with, Eric, for example, when he does a haircut, then he makes a notation that he's done, that he's been letting the child read to him and interacting with that child about the book, and then that child gets $2 off of his haircut, and then our grant is reimbursing his barbershop $2. So that makes him whole, you know, just financially, and, you know, and we know when we walk in and we see the kids sitting there that it's a beautiful thing.
Eric, one more question. Where do you see yourself going in the future with the barbershop and the impact with the kids?
Me, like I said, me being in the barber industry for as long as I have, hopefully we could expand and probably get a bigger place maybe, or you know, just being better with the community, hopefully, you know, just doing, you know, helping out in the community. And that's been my main focus is, like I say, each one teach one.
That's Eric Howard from the One-of-a-Kind Barbership in downtown Bloomington, speaking with WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson. They were joined in studio by Karen Schmidt and Mary Aunt from the new Barbers with Books program.